Hey, fellow high functioners, it's your host, Sasha Holder, and welcome back to the Disaster Diaries. So if you're new here, this is something that I'm doing this month, a daily sort of audio journal entry. And so here's kind of a rundown of my day. I think I woke up at like 9:30 this morning, which was pretty spectacular. As I went to bed kind of late, I mean, it really was late last night. But I started off with my miracle morning practice, which I absolutely love and cannot recommend it more than I am right now. It is phenomenal. I'm not a morning person. I haven't ever been a morning person, but over the past few weeks, I can see myself gradually making the shift backwards in time. And when I say backwards in time, I don't mean like back to the future kind of thing. I mean, you know, my clock's going back a little bit where I'm getting up earlier and going to bed earlier so that, you know, it's a cycle. The earlier to bed, the earlier to rise. Wait, what is it? Early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. Although I think the official quote is man, but I've been called a feminist since college, which back then I thought that was something terrible to be called. But now, you know, I don't give a fuck. I will gladly wear that badge of honor. Anyway, I digress. So I kind of just chilled out a lot today. I watched a little bit of football with my husband. Not very much. He's a Colts fan, and I call them the Indianapolis Dolts, although they are doing pretty well this year. And I am a Packers fan, and I have been since, I don't know, like, I'll go with 1997, so quite a long time, but they lost. They lost today. And so did the Colts for that matter. And then my brother is a Bengals fan, and he has been since we were kids. And I guess they lost today too. So we're batting 1,000 over here with our football teams. So speaking of my brother, I try to check in with him once a month. Wow, that's super kind, isn't it? No, I try to check in with him like once a week. He is several years older than I am, but we've not ever really been close. And honestly, that seems to be the doing of our mother. And so I've been making more of an effort to connect with him and work to forge a relationship with him. And it seems to be, you know, getting easier. He doesn't reach out to me really or text me, but he does take my calls and he does have a conversation with me. So, I just want to make sure of how he's doing. And then I do give him an update on our mother. And I will just keep that update between us because it's not really my place to share my mom's business, but she is a struggle and a trial. I wish she would do better for herself, and I know that I'm not the only one who wishes that, but only she can make that decision. Anyway, so today I intended to do a deep clean in our office / podcasting studio. It is totally not a studio. It is just a plain old desk with a microphone and a laptop. And really, I wanted to get it done, but I didn't get it all finished. My husband and I were both working in here. It's a long time coming. There are several things that I need to get rid of, and I did get rid of some things, but I have more things to get through this week to decide what I'm doing with them. We also use this room as a quasi home gym. And it's really just a small bedroom. And so there's not a lot of space to exercise or work out in here. So it's very modest. But I'm not finished, but it is much better than it was. And we made a run to Target for a pickup order. I know we're on a no-spend November, but I needed a few, and by a few, I mean six, of these little Y-Weave bins. And if you have never encountered or experienced the Y-Weave storage bins at Target, where have you been? Honestly, what are you doing with your life and where have you been? Obviously not spending money on Y-Weave bins at Target. Anyway, I have a bunch of these and they're phenomenal for organizing and storing things. So I have a Calyx unit behind me. If you've ever watched any of my reels or shorts for the podcast, I've only posted them for the High Functioning Disaster, and I've only posted a couple of them, to be honest. I am not great at social media, to be honest, at this point. And I know that I will get better at it, but right now I'm not phenomenal with it. I know how to use it. I just don't use it very much. But these bins are fantastic. So I have this Calyx unit and they are great for the cubbies. And I have this one little project that I'm working on for sort of reorganizing the cubbies in the unit. And I need these bins. And so we agreed that they would be very helpful for what I'm trying to achieve. But end goal for rearranging the office, and it's actually a modest rearranging, so we're not moving desks or anything, but we have a walking pad and a small storage thingy. It's called My Thing Logic. I got it from Amazon, but it holds some dumbbells and like our yoga mats and it's very, very modest. So yes, I just needed to move that walking pad and then a couple of other things, just kind of switch those around. And then in so doing, I started clearing out some other things. And so now I've got a bit of a mess, but it's a work in progress. And I'm giving myself the week to get it done because this week is going to be very busy. I have a lot of appointments. I did my weekly planning session and realized that I don't have something on the calendar for my mom for Tuesday. She has an appointment in the morning, and so I'm going to need to reschedule at least one appointment, if not two, for my podcasting. So that's fun. And then she also has two other appointments this week. I get to go for blood work on Tuesday. So bright and early on Tuesday morning in preparation for my doctor's appointment, bright and early on Friday morning. So Yeah. Having tons of fun over here. I managed to eat some pulled pork today. I'm not feeling nauseous, but I'm also not able to eat a ton. So I had some pulled pork. We got the prepackaged Kirkland's pulled pork. It doesn't have any sauce on it. And I honestly am not a barbecue fan. Barbecue sauce, I should specify. But I think I managed like a half a cup of it, which is fantastic. And then we had this salad kit from Costco that I forget what it is, but it has spring mix and apples, I think, and cheese, and I don't know what else, but it was okay. It has some kind of a Dijon dressing, and I wasn't a fan of that, but it was otherwise good. So I managed like about a half a cup of salad with some microgreens on it. I love microgreens. I also love arugula. Anyway, so I managed about a half a cup of each of those, the salad and the pulled pork. And then, I had, of course, my protein shakes. And so I'm pretty spot on for protein today. And for fluids, for that matter. So I'm rocking it today. I'm trying to think if there is anything else I was wanting to share. Oh, today our Pilates equipment arrived. And by equipment, I mean it's the magic circle or whatever it's called, magic ring, a mini ball, and I'm trying to think. Oh, the bands. I guess they're called booty bands, which I don't tell my husband that because he won't want to do Pilates probably if you tell him they're called booty bands. But I only got him to try Pilates because he was under the impression that only women do Pilates. And so I had him read about whether or not men do Pilates. And he learned that a lot of athletes use Pilates for strength, like strengthening their core and balancing. So I think LeBron James was on the list, and he's a massive basketball fan. So he was like, okay, I can try Pilates. And then I did a nighttime yoga workout just a little bit ago, and I did not want to get up off the floor. I love being on the floor. I love to sit on the floor, sit on the ground. It's incredibly grounding to my soul, my spirit. Really, it should be for anyone, but for me, I can really, really feel it. And so, yeah, I love to sit on the floor. And, well, I mean, if your floor is dirty, I don't want to sit on your floor, but yeah, I love to come in the office in the morning and sit on the floor and work on my miracle morning. It's fantastic. And then I have one other thing that I was starting today is thinking about my goals for 2026. Around November, because my birthday is next week. So just over a week away. And usually around my birthday, I start thinking about my goals for the coming year because I don't set, what are those called? Resolutions. I almost said revolutions. I don't set resolutions because, I mean, how many times have you set a resolution and actually achieved it? And if you have, congratulations, but I personally have not. And I don't think I know anyone who has, but I set goals because goals require plans. And if I have a plan, then I'm probably going to be successful. And so that's what I'm working on here is being successful at the things that I want to achieve. So, I try to set goals for all areas of my life. So, you know, physical health, well, like my full health, like not just physical health, but spiritual, mental, emotional, etc. And then I also make financial goals and yep, my brain has just stopped. This happens. So I've had COVID 5 times, and I know that some people don't believe that COVID-19 is a real thing. And if that's you, well, I don't know what to say to you, except that you're wrong. And I have some thinking issues, like processing issues at times from having severe COVID the beginning of 2021. My brain just stops sometimes. So I don't remember what I was going to say, but if it comes back around, I'll make a note to talk about it in my entry for tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow for my next Disaster Diaries entry.